Avigdor Lieberman, who heads the Yisrael Betanu party, says he is quitting the government because he believes a withdrawal to Israel's 1967 borders will not end terrorism or bring peace. Lieberman says negotiations based on land for peace are a mistake, and that Israeli settlements and outposts in the West Bank are not an obstacle to peace. Lieberman has 12 seats in the Israeli Knesset or parliament. With his withdrawal from Ehud Olmert's coalition, the prime minister now has a majority of 67 seats in the 120-seat Knesset. Lieberman, whose party is made up largely of Russian immigrants, advocates transferring Israel's Arab population to Palestinian areas, something Israeli Arabs have strongly objected to. Joshua Teitelbaum, a senior research fellow at Tel Aviv University, says Lieberman's departure solidifies right-wing opposition to peace talks with the Palestinians.
I think it is the beginning of the challenge from the right-wing part of his government to the peace process.
Mr. Olmert's political future could be further jeopardized later this month when an official commission of inquiry will release its final report on his government's conduct during Israel's second war in Lebanon in 2006. If the report is highly critical of Mr. Olmert, Israel's left-of-center Labor Party leader, Defense Minister Ehud Barak, could pull his 19 seats out of the government. The ultra-Orthodox Shas Party has also threatened to pull its 12 seats out of the government if Mr. Olmert moves to give up any part of East Jerusalem in negotiations with the Palestinians. Joshua Teitelbaum of Tel Aviv University says although right-wing opposition to Mr. Olmert's peace moves is solidifying, the prime minister still has room to maneuver and could emerge stronger if he manages to show a strong hand in Gaza.
Prime Minister Olmert is balancing this with what looks to be the beginning of a tougher stand on Gaza. As everyone knows, the villages around Gaza have been bombarded from within Gaza, and Israel looks like they're gearing up towards a major move in Gaza. So that will, on the other hand, help him with his right wing.
Meanwhile, Israeli troops began dismantling two small outposts in the West Bank. Prime Minister Olmert has pledged to dismantle about 20 such outposts as part of his effort to revive peace negotiations with the Palestinians. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.